Be very careful when looking at dragonflies, the optical effect.
You're listening to Home Planet on BBC Radio 4. Now, according to the Rainforest Action Network, a charity based in San Francisco, 137 species become extinct each day and an incredible 50,000 each year. These staggering figures prompted Ben Pyle to email Home Planet to ask how on earth conservationists come up with these figures. Ben says, I'm not sure how many environmentalists there are searching for these species, but it seems to me that even if there were multiples of 50,000 of them, each looking for an individual species, a year may not be a great deal of time with which to scour the entire globe for organisms that may be tiny and very small in number. How are these statistics gathered, and what is the definition of species? Well, Philip, let's start with that last question first. Can you define species?
It's a million-dollar question, Richard. A species is very difficult to define, but it is essentially a category used in the classification of living things. And it normally is seen as consisting of a group of similar individuals that look quite alike that can usually breed among themselves and produce fertile offspring. It's not totally perfect, and it's not entirely the same between plants and animals. Species are then grouped into genera, genera into families, families into orders, and so on until we reach the plant and animal kingdom. And just as a side, Ben, we've put on the website of Home Planet an example of that in relation to damselflies.
There is a lot of disagreement, though, amongst scientists over what is and isn't.
Absolutely. Species. And at the level, for example, of the virus and the bacteria, it becomes totally different yet again. So one thing that's always happening is, and this, of course, is what catches newspapers and people out, often plants and animals are changing their names as the taxonomists, the classifiers, actually look at them again to define more carefully species. And just as a kind of humour in this, there have been splitters and lumpers, those who put lots of individuals together into one species, or splitters who like to find hundreds and hundreds of thousands of new species.
Now, Anna, these figures are